This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An Israeli military spokesman says the army is chasing Hamas with maximum force. The Israelis are now in the north and south of Gaza, but he says they're trying to minimize harm to civilians. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby echoes those words.
The Israelis accounted for humanitarian corridors to get hundreds of thousands. So we're estimating more than about a million. So that's roughly half the population of Gaza before the war is now internally displaced. That's a lot of people. And so we understand the concerns by the UN and by other non-governmental humanitarian organizations in there. That's why, again, we're working with our Israeli counterparts to do everything they can to provide these areas where people can go and feel a sense of safety.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. They found the remains of five more crew members of that U.S. Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed off the coast of Japan last week.
The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying eight crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In a statement, Congressman Richard Neal says a grateful nation mourns his loss, saying Gallagher enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. There have been several crashes involving Ospreys, and Japanese officials have expressed concern about the safety of the hybrid tilt-rotor aircraft. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. More heavy snow's been falling on Moscow, fouling up traffic and flights in and out of three Moscow airports. 9 more inches on top of the high snow they've already got. Spotify's laying off more workers, about 1,500 people. It's trying to become more profitable. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta's got the Kennedy Center honorees.
A new group of entertainers has been given Kennedy Center honors in Washington. I'm Margie Zarletta with the latest. Barry Gibb, Renee Fleming, Queen Latifah, Billy Crystal, and Dionne Warwick were honored for their contributions to the arts at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Joe Biden hosted them at a White House reception. Biden says Warwick discovered her voice as a 6-year-old at her grandfather's church.
She sang for the congregation, finding her gift and her calling that now spans 7 decades.
Biden says Crystal is a showman with a heart of gold. Queen Latifah is a natural storyteller. Gibb and his brothers left an enduring mark on pop music. And Fleming's voice is like jewels floating like butterflies. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The U.S. has committed to phasing out coal power plants, joining 56 other nations over the weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.